Welcome to this energetic dive into the world of transient shaping for snares in drum and bass. In this lesson, we'll focus on creating powerful, punchy snares that resonate deeply within the heart of dark rollers. Get ready to manipulate transients using Ableton Live's tools, ensuring your snares cut through the mix while embodying that deep, menacing vibe typical of the genre. By the end of this tutorial, you'll have designed a snare that features enhanced punch and definition, a tight transient response for faster rhythms, and a gritty, dark texture that perfectly complements heavy bass lines. Prepare to make your snares command attention on the dance floor. Let's kick things off with step 1. Choosing your snare sample. Open Ableton Live and create a new project. Load a drum rack on a new MIDI track by pressing Shift and Command together with T. Now find a dark snare sample, preferably one with natural decay and potential body. You can check out Ableton's core library or grab samples from trusted packs that you love. Now on to step 2. Layering for impact. If you want that extra punch, add another snare layer. Think about using a snap-type snare to bring added definition. Simply drag that second snare into another cell in your drum rack. Adjust the volume levels accordingly. The tighter snare should typically sit at a higher level, around -6 dB, to really provide that support you need. Next up, in step 3, load the drum bus. With your snare track selected, head over to the Audino Effects section and drop the drum bus onto your snare track. Here's the magic. Set the drive to around 30% to bring in some warmth. For that darker tone, adjust the color setting to vintage. And don't forget to boost the transient around 4 to 6 dB for extra emphasis. That's where the punch comes from. Moving on to step 4, applying the utility device. This step is crucial for controlling the snare's width. Add the utility device right after the drum bus. Set the width to about 80% to maintain focus while widening your overall mix. Adjust the gain if needed, just to avoid any clipping on the way. Now for step 5, final polishing with saturation. Add the saturator after your utility. Set the drive around 3 to 4 dB to introduce some harmonious content. If the levels need taming, use the output to adjust. And make sure to set the mode to analog clip for that smooth saturation curve. On to step 6, fine-tuning with EQ. Load the EQ 8 on your snare track. A good practice is to cut below 200 Hz to eliminate any unnecessary low-end rumble. Boosting around 2 to 5kHz will bring in additional clarity and presence. If you want to go the extra mile, a minor boost around 10kHz can introduce some airiness to your snare. Finally, in step 7, testing in context. Create a simple drum pattern in a new MIDI clip. Make sure to emphasize your snare. Layer a deep bass line underneath and ensure your snare complements the track. This is where you really start to hear everything come together. Remember, there are common mistakes to avoid. Be cautious with overprocessing. Too much can lead to harshness rather than that lovely punch we're after. Always test your snare within the mix. It might sound amazing solo but could clash when you layer it. And don't underestimate the power of layering. A single snare often lacks the depth needed for DNB. Now, here are some pro tips for crafting darker, heavier DNB. Consider using noise samples, like white or pink noise, layered underneath for extra texture. Experiment with very low wet signals of short decay reverb to create space without muddying your mix. And when it comes to sample selection, look for snares from breakbeats or jungle tracks. They often have that perfect gritty feel. Let's do a quick minute practice exercise. Choose 3 different snare samples from your library and create 3 unique layers, using the steps we've covered. Tweak those settings for each snare to find your perfect punch. Organize a simple DNB beat, and analyze how each snare fits into different contexts within your arrangement. Congratulations! You've just manipulated transients to craft a punchy, dark snare that's ready to take over the dance floor. Remember to layer effectively, apply EQ with care, and always consider the context in which your snares exist. Keep experimenting and pushing those boundaries in your productions, and soon your tracks will truly stand out in the vibrant world of drum and bass. Now go forth and make those snares slap.